Good evening. I am Gary Black with the KUAC News Minor Update. The U.S. House passed a budget plan yesterday that could enable drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. Alaska Public Media reports it was a relatively close party line vote as 18 Republicans joined Democrats in voting no. This is an early stage in the process Republicans are using to fast-track proposed tax cuts. The attached ANWR provision has gotten much attention so far, and Alaska Congressman Don Young was one of the few who brought it up in congressional debates this week, speaking in favor of drilling in the refuge.
It is necessary for this nation. It's necessary, very frankly, for the good of this Congress. And with $20 trillion in debt, I have yet to hear anything that's going to create new wealth.
Young says development would have a small footprint and won't disturb caribou. Democratic Congressman Don Beyer of Virginia argued the anti-drilling case, saying the budget proposal offers a bad deal, especially for subsistence hunters of ANWR.
It essentially sacrifices wildlife and environmental protection to pay for tax cuts for the wealthiest.
ANWR isn't actually in the budget plan at this phase, but there is a placeholder for its revenues. That would allow lawmakers to include it in budget reconciliation, a type of bill that cannot be filibustered in the Senate. The Senate version of this budget plan has a similar placeholder. It phased out of committee yesterday along party lines. Thousands of ballots from Tuesday's election are yet to be processed, leaving the race for Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly Seat H without a definitive winner. The frontrunner for Seat H is Aaron Lajewski, who holds a 344-vote lead over Leah Berman-Williams, a math professor at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. As many as 3,849 ballots are pending, and that's according to the borough clerk's office. Absentee ballots are the bulk of those, and some of the ballots are still arriving at the borough by mail, but 1,549 are questioned ballots. Many of those ballots are from voters who went to the wrong polling place. Another race with hundreds of votes between the contenders is Board of Education Seat G. Incumbent Wendy Dominique has a 645-vote lead over challenger Jody Rhodes, a teacher and small business owner. The final count is set for Tuesday afternoon. An Army Corps of Engineers contractor has completed cleanup of historic fuel contamination near Quartz Lake along the defunct Haynes-Fairbanks pipeline. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Anchorage-based Bristol Environmental Remediation Services removed 15,000 tons of fuel-contaminated soil from the old timber pump station near Quartz Lake. But Army Corps of Engineers project manager Beth Astley says the contractor couldn't remove contamination that had reached groundwater and spread.
So there's a fairly large plume of contamination in the groundwater there.
Astley says the Corps of Engineers will monitor groundwater around the timber station to determine whether the contamination is still spreading and whether removing the tainted soil above is reducing the level of contaminants in the groundwater below.
So we will be continuing our investigation of that area. We're going to be installing several groundwater monitoring wells, and we'll be taking groundwater samples to determine what the residual contaminant concentrations are now that we've done the soil removal.
The State Department of Environmental Conservation says fuel spills can unleash many chemical compounds that pose a threat to human health, especially benzene, a cancer-causing substance. Astley says the timber station cleanup project cost $3.5 million, and she says Bristol Environmental began another cleanup this week at the site of an old tank farm near Birch Lake that also was part of the Haynes-Fairbanks pipeline.
The contract allows 1,500 tons of petroleum-impacted soil to be removed, so they will keep removing soil until they reach that contract capacity or until the samples are no longer contaminated.
Astley says the Birch Lake project's expected to be completed by the end of the month. She says that'll be the fourth cleanup the Corps of Engineers has conducted this summer on facilities that were part of the old pipeline, which ran from Haynes to Fairbanks through a portion of Canada, then along the Alaska Highway and Richardson Highway. It operated from 1954 to 1973. The other two projects conducted this summer were at Scotty Creek near the U.S.-Canada border and near Dot Lake. Astley says plans call for work to continue at three other pipeline facilities near Sears Creek, Toke, and the main terminal at Haynes. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
A North Pole man has been indicted on 8 counts of sexual abuse of a minor for reportedly having sex with a 14-year-old girl. Peyton Music, 20, is accused of abusing the teen on 4 separate days over the course of a week in August. He was indicted September 28th, and a Nobel warrant has been issued for his arrest. A records check shows Music has not been brought into custody at this time. For more on tonight's stories or others, go to newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I am Gary Black.